Democrats Kathleen Falk and Tom Barrett are both calling for sending the controversial Arrowhead transmission line back to the Public Service Commission for new hearings and a new decision. Falk says widespread public opposition to the line and a pending lawsuit brought by the Citizens Utility Board make it clear the plan needs another look.
That analysis ought to happen, so we know whether our best dollars are put into building the transmission grid higher or building 5 more power plants instead, or a combination of the two. Again, it's better business, it's better for the environment, it's better for consumers, and it's better certainty for the industry.
Republican Bill Lorge also weighed in against the power line plan, saying he'd support exploring alternative routes. Libertarian Ed Thompson also supports that approach. He's worried private property owners in the path of the line aren't getting fair compensation for the impact it will have on property values. And while State Senator Gary George didn't take a position on the power line, he criticized the lengthy process the Public Service Commission requires for such projects. Attorney General Jim Doyle was the only candidate to weigh in favor of the line. Doyle says it's needed to reassure industries the state has enough power to fuel economic expansion.
The state must make sure that it has a plan on the books that we are following through on and that we are proceeding with that does give confidence to those people who are businesses here, businesses who are thinking of coming here, that they will have enough electricity to do business.
The forum was sponsored by the Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group, an association of large businesses that support the power line. Most industry leaders see the line as a necessary link to regional power markets in western and southern states. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.